I have a message for all of you. We will make America great again. The crime and violence, many have witnessed this violence personally, that today afflicts our nation. Will soon, and I mean very soon, safety will come to an end. The most basic duty of government is to defend the lives and the media myths. But here, at our convention, I have a message. We will make America great again.
You have a driver's license?
Will soon, and I mean very soon, anyone who endorses violence, hatred, or oppression is welcome in our country and never, ever will be by illegal immigrants. On Monday, children were killed by illegal immigrants. Nothing has affected me more. Nothing even close, I have to tell you, than the time I have spent with death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
Heavy take, first lap.
What's Willie Keene in that ground floor?
I'm going forward. Turn,
boy!
Fireman ready.
There is little to see.
We will make
go deeper.
We will make America proud again.
On the count of three, there will be a message for you of great importance. One, two, three.
Anyone who endorses Hillary Clinton now threatens the West, but they're not going to be forgotten long. I have spent with the mothers and fathers who have lost their children to violence by illegal immigrants.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country.
Spilling across our borders, which we can solve. We have to solve it.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country. Leech.
For all of the other... Oh, it's so sad to even be talking about it, because we can solve this problem so quickly.
Leeching off our system, destroying us from the inside.
For all of the other Americans who have been so brutally murdered and who have suffered so, so horribly.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country.
Don't move! Pivoted!
No!
Tonight, this candidate and the whole nation pledge in their honor that we will save countless more families from suffering and the same awful fate by illegal immigrants. Spilling across our borders.
A plan of attack. He'll fight to keep illegal immigrants out. He supports an electrified border fence. No amnesty for parasites.
We are going to build a great border wall.
Wants to protect you from the invaders. Vote to...
To stop illegal immigration. To stop the gangs and the violence, and to stop the drugs from pouring into our communities.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country.
To protect the integrity of our lawful immigration system. Lawful. Immigration system, lawful.
Leeching off our system, destroying us from the inside.
It won't even make the papers in El Paso.
Great Border Wall!
That was fucking illegal. You want to start a war?
These are people who work hard, but no longer have a voice. I am your voice.
Lieutenant God forgives your friend?
No.
Carmen desires?
No.
No.
That's not God's book.
It's a God that abhors the wicked. He abhors those that ignore his righteous teachers. Forsake his
and him? I mean, who the fuck is that?
Destroying us from the inside.
By going to build a great border wall. Border crossings will go down. We will stop it. It won't be happening very much anymore. Believe me. Peace will be restored. Our laws will finally receive the respect that they deserve.
Well, I don't speak much Mexican either. You know, you're trespassing on my daddy's land. Jesus, Carl, can't you see she's my child? If it's born here, it gets to be a citizen. No different than you and me. I know most people don't like us, call us vigilantes. It's really about vigilance. Somebody's got to keep watch on this great nation of ours.
I will be your champion. My sole and exclusive mission is to go to work to build a great border wall.
Watch her.
Close the door and lock it.
We will make America great again. We are going to build a great border wall.
Otherwise, this great nation of ours will become Mexico once again.
Tonight, here at our convention, I have a message. I am your voice. Me more. Close, I have to tell you.
This is an emergency. This is an emergency.
We will build a great border wall. We will make America strong again.
I want you to get out of the car, one at a time. You first, ma'am.
Get your hands, same thing, hands on the car. Right. Keep your hands on the car. Okay, ma'am, I need you back here too. Keep your hands on the car.
What we did, all right?
Keep your hands on the car.
We will make America safe again.
Mine tailings, runoff. We're constantly finding new contamination, like in this area here. A lot of these mines have been closed for decades. Companies are bankrupt. There's really no one to do the cleanup. The state doesn't have the resources.
But here, at our convention, I have a message. I am so that I can be your, and I will be your champion. I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. They said Trump doesn't have a chance of being here tonight. Not a chance. The same people. My sole and exclusive mission. And I have a lot of that in me also. I love those people. The day I take the oath of office. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, beginning on January 20th of 2017, will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
Please don't move. Please don't move. Please don't move.
There will be no lies. These are the facts. By this administration's rollback of criminal enforcement. Homicides in America's 50 largest cities. That's the largest years. We're left helpless to die at the hands of savage killers holding their convention next week with the truth and nothing else. Go there. Forcing the military to retake control. Democrats are in chaos, and a refugee crisis now threatens the West.
Ask the class and back up, Ask the class, first class only, no first class.
The situation is worse than it has ever been before. Of Hillary Clinton. Death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness. But they're not gonna be forgotten long. These are people who work hard, but no longer have a voice. I am your voice. I have no patience. No tolerance, no sympathy. The system is rigged against more police. Three were killed in Baltimore, in Chicago, in Detroit, in Ferguson. Were gunned down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. More police were gunned down. No good. And we're gonna stop it.
This is a restricted area. They're everywhere. Let's see some ID.
I am your voice. We will build a great border wall. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again.
Morris.
Seeing you pop a few stitches might start to make up for it. Pin-eyed motherfucker.
Splitting up.
Hooker parties. What do you call it?
Everything's fucked up. Your half of the coke is with my half of the money, and then I'm gone.
Man, that's bullshit, man. Yo. I'm doing that.
Don't fuck with me.
I told you he was a dipshit. To avoid this colorful shared history.
I was a kid. And he never pulled any of his teeth.
It's gonna get fucking worse.
We will make America strong again.
It's gonna get fucking worse.
We will make America proud again.
It's gonna get fucking worse.
We will build a great border wall.
What I gotta do? You get that, right?
We will build a great border wall. We will make America strong again.
Pin-eyed motherfucker. Hooker parties.
We will make America proud again.
What do you call affluent men?
We will make America safe again.
I told you he was a dipshit.
But not too much of one. To avoid this colorful shared history. It's gonna get fucking worse. What I gotta do? You get that, right?
I want every American and every politician to listen very, very closely to the words I am about to say. On January 20th of 2017, the day I take the oath of office, Americans will finally wake up in a country where the laws of the United States are forced. I have made billions of dollars in business-making deals. Now I'm going to make our country rich again, using the greatest business people in the world, which our country has. And we will end it very, very quickly.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I thought you were the fucking beach.
Now I'm going to make billions of dollars in business-making deals, using the greatest death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
Lock the fucking door.
We are going to lift the restrictions on the production of American energy. This will produce more than $20 trillion in job-creating economic activity over the next four decades. We are going to lift the restrictions on the production of American energy. With these new economic policy, trillions and trillions of dollars will start flowing into our country. This new wealth will improve the quality of life into our country. We will build the roads, highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, and the railways of tomorrow. We will build a great border wall of tomorrow.
Law 1067 of the military government forbids gatherings and processions.
This, in turn, will create millions of more failing schools. We will take care of our great veterans like they have never been taken care of before. We will guarantee my just released 10-point plan. At this moment, I would like to thank the evangelical and religious community, because I'll tell you what, the support that they've given me, and I'm not sure I totally deserve it, has been so amazing and has had such a big reason for me being here tonight. Yet our laws prevent you from speaking your minds from your own pulpits. An amendment pushed by Lyndon Johnson many years ago threatens religious institutions with a loss of their tax-exempt status if they openly advocate their political views. Their voice has been taken away. I am going to work very hard to repeal that language and to protect free speech for all. This new wealth we can accomplish these great things and so much more to show the whole world that America is back. All we need to do is start believing that America is back again. Start believing. It is time to show the whole world my just released 10-point plan that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before. we need to do is start believing that America is back again. Start believing. It is time to show the whole world my just released 10-point plan that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before. My dad, Fred Trump.
Stone Cipher? That Martian and bitches send D'Artagnan to heaven.
Fred Trump, fucking man I ever knew. I wonder sometimes what he'd say if he were here to see this and to see me tonight. It's because of him that I learned from my youngest age to respect the dignity of billions of dollars in business-making deals. Now I'm going to make our country rich again. And I have a lot of that in me also. I love those billions of dollars in business-making deals. I have had a truly great life in business. But now, my sole and exclusive mission is to go to work for our country, to go to work for you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We don't win anymore, but we are going to start winning again. But to do that, we must break free from the facts. America is a nation of believers, dreamers, and strivers that is being led by a group of censors, critics, and cynics. Remember, all of the people telling you you can't have the country you want are the same people that wouldn't stand. I mean, they said Trump doesn't have a chance of being here tonight. Not a chance. The same people. Oh, we love defeating those people, don't we? Don't we love defeating those people? Love it, love it, love it. Instead, we must choose to believe in America. History is watching us, man. We don't have much time, but history is watching. It's waiting to see if we will rise to the occasion and if we will show the whole world the crime and violence will soon, and I mean very soon, beginning on January 20th. But history is watching. It's waiting to see if we will rise to the occasion and if we will show the whole world come to an end. There will be no facts by this administration's rollback beginning on January 20th of 2017. I am asking for your support tonight so that I can be your champion in the White House. And I will be your champion. We're left helpless to die at the hands of savage killers. I choose to recite, I am your voice. So to every parent who dreams for their child, and every child who dreams for their future, I say these words to you tonight. Beginning on January 20th of 2017, the American people will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
We will make America great again.
We will make America great again.
A great border wall.
We will make America strong again.
We will make America proud again.
We will make America safe again.
I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. Trump.
What do you think?
I think we fucked up. Been listening to him for so fucking long that I even knew who the fuck I am.
You're a survivor. Everything else just dust in your eyes. Blink it away, man.
I don't know. I just don't know how to be out in the world, man.
Hey, look out that window. Look at me. Nobody does.
In all of our cities and in all of our towns, I make this promise.
America strong again. We will make America proud again.
And we will make America great again on January 20th of 2017.
We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again.
We will build a great border wall.
Moving.
What the fuck?
We will make America strong again. And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.